This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Danny Meringue.
Dusty Bun.
Dusty Hera.
I've been really busy trying to save the world from Russians and monsters.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader.
Of course you have.
1080.
I want to hear it.
The Fan.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of Luke and Dusty. If you missed anything from hour one, shame on you. Try to be better. But don't worry, podcast available at 1080thefan.com, odyssey.com, the Odyssey app. If you want to text into the show, you can go on to the fan text line, 503-2GO-FAN, T-O-G-O-F-A-N.
There you go.
Let us know what you're thinking. We do need to talk a little football today because there's optimism around at least four quarterbacks that I'd like to have your pick on who will have the best season.
Okay.
We've already talked a fair amount of basketball. We do have the finals looming. Is a very tall guy getting taller? I'm looking through these notes. There's a lot of good things to get to on a Friday to get you through. But before we get too far, we've already talked about the basketball played at MSG. Have you been to a game at Madison Square Garden?
Yes. What was it, 2008? 2008? Yeah, I was out there for a wedding. We did a basketball game, and then we did a game at Yankee Stadium the next day.
Nice. Okay.
That was pretty cool because it was new Yankee Stadium.
Yep.
I think it had just been finished.
Okay.
At that point in time. It was super cool because I got to see Roger Clemens pitch.
Nice.
They were playing the Blue Jays, and Frank Thomas was on the Blue Jays.
Can you see him inject the steroids from the stands or from your seats, I guess?
So I was sitting on the first base line, like, what, three rows up? We had really good seats.
Yeah.
Shout out my one of my best friend's dad. He was the commander of the New York Air National Guard.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Made a little phone call so that when we went to Will Call to pick up some tickets, we had some nice tickets.
It's good to know people.
It is good to know people. But I was stunned by how big Roger Clemens was. And how small he looked in comparison to Frank Thomas.
That's fair.
Frank Thomas is one of the biggest humans I've ever seen in my life.
He's the big hurt.
I mean,
he's a monster.
I've been around NBA dudes forever.
Did he play O-line at Auburn?
I think so.
Is that right?
He
played
was,
football, I know.
Yeah,
but he's a monster.
But I mean, he is just, as a human being from front to back, just.
Is that the way we measure human beings?
No, like.
Get a nod from Order. I don't think that's right.
No, that's the thing. It's like he's like two humans thick, and that's the terrifying thing. Like in the NBA, there's so
from
many
front to back.
Suk and I have had this discussion about because you know he played in the NFL and he's around all these big dudes all the time.
Yeah.
Suk is not exactly a small human by any measure, but I'm around 7-footers all the time, and so to me, like that doesn't ever like catch being very tall doesn't ever surprise me.
Yeah,
it's when the guys are two humans thick.
Yeah,
and I just go. Oh my God. Like there's just so few of those guys in the NBA that, like,
sure.
Don McLean's 7'3", 295 pounds.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, he's enormous, but, like,
yeah.
He's proportionally scaled.
Yeah.
Like, he just,
yeah.
But, like, from front to back, he's no bigger than me.
Sure.
But you look at a guy like Frank Thomas and you just go,
yeah.
Why does your chest have a chest?
Yeah. Like, it's like Ndamukong Suh is the local favorite anytime you point that out. Because everybody's seen him around town.
Yeah.
Like, I've stood next to him. My brother shook his hand in different occasions.
Even post-career Suh, yeah. Like, you just bump into him around here and you're just like,
well, he has
good God.
Well, he has a different bone structure than people.
Seriously. Yeah. It's just like that was a fun experience. But yeah, no, I've been to New Yankee Stadium. I've been to MSG.
So the question about MSG, I wanted to get back to. Mm-hmm. So if it's during baseball season, it's at least the end of the season. Was this a playoff game?
Regular season. Yeah.
How was the experience for you? Because I have a friend that went this year and he goes, well, I don't know if it went to practice. And I don't know who they were playing during it.
Look, I get the nostalgia of Fenway and Wrigley and MSG and all that stuff. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
It's like, I understand, like, everyone's like, oh, the games at the Mecca are the best, and you've got the stage lighting, and I'm like, the seats suck, the building's old, it's like, it hadn't had the facelift yet, so it was still MSG, like, at its roots kind of a deal, and I just didn't really care. You know, the Knicks were okay.
Yeah.
They were okay then, like, they weren't.
See, it's not just the venue. It's the history of a venue, and it's kind of when you're there. I've been to two games at Fenway, but mm-hmm. That's the only thing. I pulled a list of places, like the best venues in sports.
And Fenway is old. Like, when you get in there, you feel how old that place
is. And that place is, especially because it's baseball and the Green Monster, mm-hmm. because Wrigley, I've been around Wrigley, mm-hmm. and has the kind of the same bones. But if you take away the Monster and the ivy wall, then you're just in an old ballpark.
Yeah.
But they both have these really ethereal charms that are just kind of, they're hard to quantify how cool that is to just go there. When an outfielder raises her hand because the ball is stuck in the ivy, is awesome.
Yeah.
And everybody grew up with a WGN because we're, all close enough in age that everybody got cable and you get WGN. So you watch
during 100. The summer, it was just gone.
So you get all of that. But we had TNT as well, and for all the Braves fans that exist everywhere and in Oregon because of Dale Murphy and whatever the reasons are, they've built three different ballparks there. So
I still have Turner Field in my head, but it's not that anymore.
But there has to be something that keeps them around, and Wrigley and Fenway both have that charm where the city goes, sorry, we can't rebuild. Camden Yards is gone, Wrigley is staying, and there's a reason for it.
To me, the older stadium that has the most allure to it in baseball is Chavez. When you're in
I've been to Chavez Ravine a few times.
When you're in the outfield, man, on a beautiful LA day.
I've never been in the outfield.
Oh, God.
I've been behind the bases.
Oh, man.
I've been behind home plate, which is at the very top behind home plate. Not right behind home plate.
But when you're out in the outfield and you're looking out over that just picturesque green and the contrast with the valley and the sun is sitting right there and you got a Dodger dog in your hand, man, it's hard to beat.
My initials are LA.
Mm.
I've owned more Dodgers hats than I've owned Mariners hats, and I'm a Mariners fan, and I root for the Dodgers, and I always have.
Mm-hmm.
When I lived in L.A., I would go to Dodgers games. Mm-hmm. I will say that one of the worst experiences I ever had...
is leaving the stadium?
Giants, Dodgers.
Oh, God, yeah.
And there's a Giants fan sitting next to me.
Oh, no. Don't do it.
Well,
don't do it.
So I'm wearing a black Dodgers hat,
mm-hmm.
and it has remember they used to do the small offset logos?
Yeah.
So it's black with a small, black with a white outline LA in the bottom corner.
Mm-hmm.
And so from a distance, I look like I'm with the Giants fans. There is a guy that is probably seven rows in front of us, couldn't have watched a second of the game. Mm. The entire time he has his back to the field, he is yelling up at these Giants fans. And these guys couldn't have been nicer. Like, they're sitting next to us and we were chatting them up. My wife actually roots for the Giants. She lived in San Francisco for years. She's not wearing any Giants gear. The guy just sit there and relentlessly heckled these fans until they leave. The second they left, his celebration got him kicked out of the stadium.
Perfect.
I couldn't tell you what happened to the game, and it was awful. It was an absolute zoo. There is a certain thing about the fans, and in that moment, and they can be rough and tumble at any game, but a Giants Dodgers game left me with a sour taste in my mouth. I've been to two games at Fenway, and all are welcome. Now, the fans will say some terrible things to players, and there will probably be fights, but it's also, I think they know what the vibe, people are coming here to see the ballpark.
Yeah.
They're coming there to see a game. We showed up wearing Mariners gear to watch a Angels, Red Sox game. My brother did anyways. Mm. I always wear the MLB PDX shirt anytime I go to a stadium and I don't have a rooting interest.
Perfect.
But we're there and just as accommodating as you possibly be. Mm. All are welcome, and it was really the good vibes. Back to this list of venues that I've been to. MSG is one of those where it very much feels dependent on the scenario. Now, I'll just read you the list, and you tell me which ones. Fenway doesn't feel that way. Fenway's number two on the list. Lambeau Field, I feel like any NFL Sunday is going to be fun. But if you get a playoff game, and I feel like Lambeau in warm weather wouldn't be the same thing.
I had a chance to go, and I didn't go.
What?
Yeah.
Get out of here. Yeah, go. Me and Orton will finish the show.
It was... not going any specifics.
How sad you sound.
Well, I...
Spit it out, Danny.
When I was in the military, you know, I grew up with Aaron, and Aaron had an opportunity to, when I was out in North Dakota.
This is Aaron Rodgers, not Aaron Andrews.
Yeah. To go out there and watch a game, my commander would not let me get
to leave. So you wanted to go. What?
Yeah.
So now we have to, we can't badmouth your commander.
No, well, I may or may not have done something that may have confined me to the base for a couple of weeks. So I may have racked up an enormous amount of parking tickets to where I couldn't drive on base for 6 months.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
it happens.
You made your best effort.
Yeah. I never told them why I couldn't go. I just told them they wouldn't let me out. So, I had an opportunity to, you know, in prime.
So you didn't choose not to go. The way you started that made it sound like it was your fault.
Yeah. No, this is like right when Aaron took over.
Gotcha.
So
that would have been great.
That one hurt me a little bit.
I'll bet it did. Wembley Stadium is number four. I feel like
been to Wembley.
Okay. Yep. And what'd you go for? What was the event?
FA Cup.
Unbelievable.
Look, English football atmospheres are unmatched.
Okay.
Unmatched. I went to an Everton match at Goodison, which is now being, they just played the last game there. They're building the new stadium's being finished right now. The energy in English Premier League is off the charts.
How many venues have you been to watch a Premier League game?
Three.
Equal across them, or has Wembley got something a little different?
Wembley's just different because it's, 80,000?
Yeah.
It's bigger.
Yeah.
It's the biggest stage in England. Like, that's where the prime, whatever it is.
Yep.
Like, that's whether it's a concert or soccer.
That's why I was like, I didn't even think sporting event. Yeah. I was like, you could have been there to see anybody.
That's when you're like, that's the Beatles play at Wembley. That's like the biggest stars play Wembley.
Yeah, the rock star pinnacle is playing Wembley Stadium. Yeah.
It's massive.
Which is cool that they've got that. Augusta National, number five on my list.
You know what? It's not on my bucket list because I've never been a golf psycho until about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And it's slowly eking up the list. Joe Simon's my co-host on TV. He has been in the lottery, I think he told me 16 times and never gotten a drawing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Rob's been, two or three times?
I thought somebody hooked him up. I thought there was somebody.
Well, that's the thing. But again.
Knowing
like,
people helps.
It's super helpful, but Augusta's moving up my list of, that would be pretty damn cool.
The one reason Augusta stands out on this list is they do one event.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one.
Have you ever seen that place when it's outside of Masters?
Yeah.
It looks like hell.
But I have seen pictures, but they close it down for like 4 months to get it ready to make sure that it's perfect.
It's pristine.
So that's why it's
hard. And then after the Masters, it just turns into this yellow big.
But isn't that like the Knicks only playing at Madison Square Garden where you know they're playing four games and it finishes with a game seven every single time?
Yeah.
I mean, that really is the equivalent. So there's something very special about that. Cameron Indoor at number six.
That's pretty high. I would love to go to Cameron.
It's got to be against Carolina, right?
Yeah, against North Carolina. That would be the time to go. I feel like we've gone past the point of like the the Cameron crazies that, you know, they were camping out.
Yeah.
Like that. Like, I don't think that really happens anymore.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Arrowhead Stadium is number 7. It gets real loud there.
Burn it to the ground.
Number 8 is the most occasion dependent on this list, and it is the Rose Bowl.
Yep.
Going to the Rose Bowl game could not be a starker contrast from going to a UCLA home game for football.
I've done that for USC, UCLA.
And you've done both?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and even USC, UCLA, are they?
It's just never. Every time I've ever seen SC play UCLA, whether at Memorial or at the Rose Bowl, UCLA has sucked. So it's never been a game.
That's not shocking. That's kind of most of it. The crazy thing about the Rose Bowl is how far it is from the UCLA campus.
Yeah.
But no, not just anything, but like,
but no, here's associated, UCLA. Yeah.
Pauley Pavilion is in the middle of the one of the most beautiful campuses in the world. Mm-hmm.
And the baseball stadium is right there.
And then
Jackie
you
Robinson,
go out to Pasadena.
He's like, why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, you've got Memorial. So, right there.
Yep. Right in downtown, ready to go.
You talk about old places. Again, like, it's 100 years old next year?
The Memorial Coliseum?
Yeah, because it opened for the 28 Olympics, and it was built 2 years before.
Well, there you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah. So, or is it 24 Olympics? I can't remember.
Yeah.
It's roughly 100 years old. It feels that way. There's nothing endearing about that place other than the fact that, like, you walk in, up the stairs and then you see, you know, the Olympic torches and the retired Heisman jerseys in the stands, stuff like that. But other than that, it's just old dirt.
Yeah. Well, every time you decide you're going to do another renovation and keep it going and adding seats and doing that to any of these old venues, Wrigley, Fenway, Coliseum, it just endears people to it, and you get a new crop of people. A lot of these are very dependent on how good your team is
on the event,
who's playing, because TD Garden's on there and whatever. But that's a list, and the only one I've been to is Fenway. We've got some work to do, but
really?
Wrigley not on that list either. So
I would love to, when I'm like 65 years old, just go check out places that I hadn't been able to mark off in 20 plus years. You know what I mean? Like that would be like the, if I had the money and the time, like,
dude, get the RV and just follow a baseball season for a summer. Come
like,
on.
When you see these like young people that like over the course of a summer, like I'm going to go to all 30 MLB parks. I'm like, oh, that's so righteous.
Finish in Cooperstown.
Or the person that goes over to England and goes to like every major, you know, you have to have 20 teams in the Premier League. You go to the 16 teams that are, you know, the non-promotion relegation teams, but you go catch all of those stadiums.
Well, think that's about what you can do on a weekend now, with the way that, you know, people complain about the NFL schedule, but you can go Thursday, Friday night college football, Saturday college football, Sunday football, Monday, and you can you've seen people even try to make those triples, like, which are insane.
Seattle would be like really cool if you could somehow swing it to where you had like a Mariners game into a UW game into a Seahawks game. Like that would be cool, just like to hit all three at the same time.
Ducks Huskies is the same weekend that the Seahawks are hosting the Vikings, I believe, this year. So you could just wear purple and gold all weekend, or you could wear the opposite all weekend 100%. And have a great time. So
I'm in for that.
Yeah, there's plenty of doubles.
Even
that you
with
can
zero
do.
Rooting interest, that'd be a blast.
Oh yeah, in both stadiums.
Yeah,
exceptional. What I need to do, I don't need to go back into Husky Stadium. I need to Sailgate.
Oh yeah,
that's on the bucket.
That's a dope one. There's only so many places you can do that. And you know, if we get a baseball team here, we can do that.
I keep looking at this, and I've glanced at it, but I feel like you've done the deep dive into this. Mm. Is Wemby getting taller? Mm. And if he is that good or bad?
E.
Next, it is Luke and Danny on Danny and Friends on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.